Classic Tales. Chapter 1. Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, Part 1. There once was a poor boy whose name was Aladdin. His father was a tailor. When his father died, Aladdin's mother had to work to earn a living. One day, a stranger greeted Aladdin.
"Tell me, son," said the stranger, "are you the son of the tailor?"
"Yes," said Aladdin. The stranger threw his arms around him.
"My dear nephew," he cried, "your father was my brother. Now I learn he is dead. What a shame."
Aladdin took the man to his mother. She was surprised. Her husband had never spoken of a brother. Even so, she greeted the man kindly. When he promised to help Aladdin become a merchant, she believed him. But the stranger was not Aladdin's uncle. He was a magician from far away North Africa. He had come to Persia in search of a magic lamp. It was said that this lamp would make a man rich. To find the lamp, the magician needed a helper. He was looking for someone who would help without asking any questions. He thought Aladdin was just the right person. The next day, the magician came to get Aladdin.
"Come with me," he said. "I will introduce you to other merchants."
Then he led the boy out into the country. The magician led Aladdin up a steep mountain. They climbed for an hour. Then they came to a spot where no flowers grew.
"Get some sticks," said the magician. "We will make a fire. Then I will show you something amazing."
Aladdin did as he was told. The magician lit the fire. Then he threw perfumes into it and chanted magical words. The sky darkened, thunder rumbled, the earth opened at their feet. There before them was a large stone with a brass ring attached.
"Under this stone is a treasure," said the magician. "It will make you richer than any king. Lift the stone by the ring, then go down the stairs. You will pass many treasures, but you must not touch them. You will enter a garden. There, you will see a lamp hanging from a tree. Bring that lamp to me. Once you have it, you may gather any of the treasures that you see."
Aladdin was amazed. He could not believe what he was being asked to do, but he agreed.
"Take this ring," said the magician. "It will keep you safe from harm."
Aladdin took it and placed it on his finger. Aladdin lifted the stone. He went down the stairs. He made his way through a hallway of treasures. He was careful not to touch anything. When he found the lamp, he tucked it inside his bag. Then he filled his pockets with all the glittering things he saw. He didn't know they were precious gems. He was thinking, "I will gather these pretty things to play with at home." All those gems weighed Aladdin down. When he came to the top of the staircase, he could not climb out. "Give me a hand, uncle," he cried.
"First, give me the lamp," the magician answered.
The lamp was buried in the bag Aladdin was carrying. "I cannot reach it now," Aladdin said.
"Hand it up to me," said the magician.
"But I can't," Aladdin said. The magician grew angry.
"The lamp," he cried.
For that was all he cared about. But Aladdin did not want to drop anything. "I will give it to you when I get out," he said. The impatient magician felt he could wait no longer. He chanted a magic spell, and the stone rolled back, trapping Aladdin in the black darkness of the cave.